Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Is Murph. Today on the show, we welcome the super talented ladies of Gal Friday. We'll talk with them about careers, music, and anything they're working on that they can talk about. And as usual, I have my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Enjoying this nice weather for a change.
Yes. And hopefully it'll be this way throughout all of CMA Fest week in Nashville next week.
Agreed. Dude, can you believe it's already time for CMA Fest?
I can't believe it. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
The time has gone by so quickly.
Yes, it has. And I know you'll be there next week. Unfortunately, I won't be there, which I'm hoping and praying I'll be there next year. With that being said, what do you say we go ahead and welcome today's guests? Are you there, buddy?
I'm here. Gal Friday is also performing next week. So let's get down to and discuss what's going on with them.
And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented ladies of Gal Friday to the show. Mm-hmm. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey, Cody. Hey, Craig. How are y'all?
Hello, ladies.
Doing well.
It's terrific to get to speak to you today.
Thank you guys so much for doing this.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
You know, I have to tell you, before we start, I start things out today, when y'all sent me over this song, I kind of have a quote-unquote rule about not listening to songs that artists send me over until we're on air with them. So up until a few minutes ago, I had not heard the song at all. And I gotta tell you, it's a killer song.
Oh, thank you so much. That's awesome.
It is terrific. I'm assuming that you'll be singing it among your set next week.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it will definitely be one of our songs.
And I tell you guys what I'll do. Every Friday at this time, I host a indie country radio show where I play my top three favorite independent songs of the week. And I'm going to add Scrapyard to rotation on that show.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Absolutely. You know, and I feel like it's just another way that I can help artists get their names out there.
Well, we appreciate that so much.
I always start out every interview with the same two questions. Well, they're not exactly questions, but just kind of introduce yourselves and tell the listeners how y'all got into music in the first place.
Okay, well, we are Gal Friday, and we have been doing this for, my goodness, for a long time. I think we might be going on our 12th year of singing together, and we are sisters. So we actually started singing a long, long time ago, even before we became a band. And we have been thrilled to be on this journey and put together some music that's led us here today. We're excited to be able to do this together.
Awesome. This is another question I had for you. Whenever we have a band or groups on the show, which we've had in the past, I'm always curious as to how you guys came up with your band name.
Oh, can I answer that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
This is Alyssa. It was very interesting because when we first started the band, there were a lot of people had been asking us to start. So we sat down, tried to come up with a name, came up with a laundry list of ones that just did not stick. And I happened to be watching a movie, and I heard the phrase come across called having a girl Friday, which is basically like a sister, a helpmate, a confidant, that sort of thing. Girl Friday, and it's an English word, and we are not English. We are very southern North Carolina, so we slapped Gal Friday on that, and since we're sisters and pals, it just fit, and it stuck, and we've been Gal Friday ever since.
Hey, ladies, here's
that
an obvious
awesome.
Question. You're obviously speaking English, correct?
Yes.
That's English
enough.
<boy. laughs>
But that is awesome. I mean, I'm such a big music fan and a big music nerd that whenever I come across like a band name or whatever, I'm always curious as to how that name came about. That's probably the former musician coming out in there. So I did want to talk a little bit about this single, Scrapyard. Like I said earlier, it's a killer song. I mean, it's so great. How did the song come about?
Well, Scrapyard is about a heartbreak, but we don't like to stay in that place. So it is literally about someone who decided to get on with it. And that feeling of being kind of left behind to rust out. But, you know, we see our value and worth, and we wanted to make sure that there was some redemption in that song. And so that is why we wrote it.
It's sort of like a female empowerment song.
Oh, I can definitely see that.
And I'm a big fan of those types of songs myself. I mean, probably 90% of the guests we have on the show are females, and I'm a big supporter of the women of country music, and I tell all my guests this, and I'll tell y'all, I will do everything in my power to get you guys heard.
Thank you. Very kind.
Yeah, it is definitely hard, and I think we were told that a long time ago, but somewhere inside we were thinking, you know, music is music. Good music is good music.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely see how hard it is for female acts, especially female bands, to break into the cycle that seems to be out there right now. So for you to say that, I really appreciate that.
You know, and I feel like this radio show, if we can be a stepping stone for an artist or a band to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or the next interview, if somebody out there hears this and reaches out to you guys for a gig or an interview or whatever. I feel like I've more than done my job.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll know who to thank for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you give like at least 10% credit to me and 90% credit to Cody?
Well, there you go.
I think
we
can hear, buddy.
We will say whatever you want to say.
I think it's 50-50 here, buddy. But seriously, I did have some kind of fun kind of get to know you questions. If you're okay with it,
sure. Well, yeah.
Awesome. If y'all could go back and change one thing about your careers, would you? And what would it be?
Lauren, what would you?
Oh, you know what? I would say that it took us a little too long to actually stop putting pressure on ourselves and actually have fun. We felt a lot of pressure in the beginning to conform, or we put pressure on ourselves to be perfect and do this and that and get to this place and make sure to reach this milestone. And I think we wish we would have maybe just thrown that out a little bit. We really enjoyed ourselves like we are now.
Awesome. Okay. Now, if you guys weren't in the music industry, what would y'all be doing right now?
I'm looking for therapy.
Oh, mercy. I don't know what mine would be.
I know what yours would be.
What would mine be?
You'd totally be a teacher.
Okay, well, I would be a teacher. Ashley, what would you be?
I probably would be either a doctor or an athletic trainer.
Mercy, Melissa.
I would sure be a chef. I would talk about their problems and what's wrong with them. I sit there and I do that well already, so I just need that degree.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Okay. This next question I've got for you, I was actually watching a Dan Rather, who is, I think, one of the best in the business. He interviewed Kid Rock one time, and he asked him this question. He goes, when everything is said and done with your career, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for?
Gosh, that's a good question. I do like that. Absolutely. Authenticity. I think being able to say that we accomplished our goals without feeling like we've had to lose ourselves. In order to conform to a machine, I think that that is, I think that would be great.
Absolutely. I agree with all of that.
Okay. Fun question time. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are y'all taking?
Lauren, what are you taking?
Well, I need some chapstick. I don't go anywhere without chapstick, okay? Let's be honest. Ashley,
chapstick,
what would you say?
Oh, why did you find out that you're going to have a sushi restaurant on the island that you're going to be stranded on?
Oh, I don't know. Lord help.
Stranded island.
Melissa, what would you take?
Oh, rum.
Rum.
Do on the chapstick thing. That is an absolute. And probably one of my dogs. I don't know what
exactly. One of us had to say it. I would take my dog.
My dog from rum and chapstick.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
You know,
the
best use of going with the dog, in addition to petting it, he can run up the tree and fetch the coconuts. Beautiful.
Well, there you go.
So
true.
For the rum.
There you go. Yeah, give him some rum first and let him run up the tree.
Oh, wow. Okay. I know y'all said that y'all are originally from North Carolina. Have y'all made the move to Nashville yet or no?
No, not yet.
No, we spend as much time there as we need to. We're just a drive away, but we still call Matthews, Charlotte area our home.
Awesome. So, with that being said, I mean, what are some of your favorite places to play in Nashville?
Oh my goodness.
Jack's.
Yes.
Yes.
And his whole group out there at Cerveza Jack's, they are so good to us. They're so kind, and that's one of my favorite places. And the tacos are delish.
Yeah.
That's the real reason, just for the tacos.
Just for the tacos. Oh. The tacos and tequila.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah, that's definitely a favorite.
And we will actually be there. We'll actually be there the night after we play the CMA Spotlight stage for CMA Fest. So we'll be at Cerveza Jack's that night. So if you're in the mood for a little tequila and tacos and some good music, y'all should come on by.
Well, I would love to visit you, but I'm not a drinker, so I'll just settle for an extra taco and a hug and a pitcher if that's okay.
Well, that would be all right.
You and I can towel together, Penny. I'm sure I'll be DJing it for everybody. So we'll eat our faces off.
You can have my drinks.
see, I only live about about 3 hours west of Nashville myself. I was born and raised in Tennessee. We're basically neighbors, Tennessee, North Carolina, you know. And I have family that lives about 20 minutes outside of the city, so I try to go to Nashville as much as I possibly can. It's like my second home at this point.
It's a good place.
I know you guys are out there on social media, and I appreciate the shout out on Facebook, by the way. I appreciate that. Seeing as social media has basically taken over our lives at this point, how has social media affected your careers thus far?
Melissa, why don't you take that one?
Well, luckily we don't have any main fans, so we're very thankful for that. We haven't, you know, been called anything nasty over the last 12 years. Good, got your fans. That's not going to explain too much, but go on all the interest, most interesting thing. And sometimes the three of us, we'll go to a restaurant or a bar and just sit and talk, and we're like, we have nothing interesting to say. We've never written a song that day, we've done something, it's like, today doesn't have to be interesting. Well, you know what? Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes Melissa is not interesting today. It's like, you try to be clever and you try to be creative, but sometimes you're just like as interesting as a toothbrush. And you don't know if you're going to do that. You know, it's hard coming up with stuff to keep it fresh and interesting on our Facebook pages. And, you know, of course, Instagram is so instant. And we want to stay in touch with everything. You just can't do that. You have a phone in your hand 24/7. We do. We do our best.
You said that you sometimes are interesting as a toothbrush. With a few extra shots of tequila, I guarantee you the toothpaste on that toothbrush is going to do the conga. So I think you need to set these things correct.
Oh, boy. I kind of expected this interview to get a little bit crazy. I kind of expected this, but it's fun. I'm a creative person myself. I mean, I've been playing the guitar for about 3 or 4 years, kind of reteaching myself everything I've learned previously, and it's been so much fun. But that leads to my next question. As creative people, what inspires or motivates y'all?
That's a good question. Well, we do life together, and we do life with a lot of people. So for me, my creativity comes from experiences, and I love to write about those things. It comes alive. I'm a very emotional person. So anytime I feel something, I love to write about it. So that's where my creativity comes from.
Yeah, and I think by and large, creative people are also fairly emotional people.
Yes. I definitely am in that category.
You know, this is the best quote I've ever heard about creative people. Are y'all ready? I heard one time, and I'm paraphrasing here, because I don't remember the exact quote, but I heard that normal people want their scars to heal. Creative people, on the other hand, want to stick their finger in it and make it hurt a little bit more.
That's so true.
God. We have creativity all over this interview. We're stretching it so far and so wide beyond relief.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
This
is
my
probably,
goodness. Yes.
I'm going to be honest. This is probably one of the most fun interviews that I've done in a long time. I'm going to be honest.
Me too.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, this put a smile on my face after work today.
We
did it for Gal Friday. It makes seems like every conversation is like happy hour on a Friday.
I love
it. Exactly. Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to y'all?
Yeah, you probably know off the top of your head.
To be honest with you, we've been doing this for so long, we've had really good musicians come and go out of our circle. I would say one of the best things that ever happened to Gal Friday are the three guys that we have right now. I can't even begin to tell you, me personally, how thankful I am to have our instrumentalists that we have now. It has really helped us sit back in the pocket and enjoy our performance and our show because we never have to turn around. They're so good. They travel with us. They put up with our crap. They, you know, occasionally they'll throw some whiskey up on stage for us. They come on, treat us good. And I would say that's one of the things, is finally getting that synergy. And that's if anybody's ever been on stage with us. But there's just a chemistry.
Amazing. Yeah, and definitely. Yes, they are.
Definitely. So I want to switch gears here a second and talk a little bit about music. I know we talked about the new single Scrapyard earlier, but what's coming up for you guys aside from Save Me Fest? What's coming up for you guys in, say, the next couple months?
Well, we're traveling. We're doing a bunch of shows. It's basically our music. It's doing meetings and doing shows, festivals, live stuff, and our downtown, we get a little songwriting done. But it's really just singing our songs, doing what we do best, which is performing live and getting on that stage.
Mm-hmm. And we just released our album, Smoke and Mirrors, back in October. It was a labor of love for the last couple of years, and so we decided we were definitely going to take that on the road this year. Scrapyard, of course, was our single, but we also have some really other wonderful songs that so many people have come to love. And so we're taking that out on the road this year, and so far it's been pretty cool.
I'll have to definitely check out that album because I mean, going back to my just genuine love of music. I mean, I would much prefer buying an album over a couple of singles because I'm such a music nerd that I'm genuinely curious as to what the album brings in its entirety. You know.
Well, if you do get a chance to listen to those, which we would be happy to send you a copy, we'd love to know what you think. It's well-versed in a lot of different things and a lot of different life situations. We honor different groups of people, from mothers to soldiers to, dealing with heartbreak. So it's really been a fun time putting that album together, and we'd love to know what you think about it.
Absolutely. A couple more questions for y'all.
I definitely would like to put in my two cents as well about the album.
Okay, go ahead, buddy. A couple of questions. Couple more questions for y'all, then I think we're going to wrap things up. But whether in your personal lives or professional lives, what's the best advice y'all have ever been given?
Michael Flanders said, he's the producer actually of two of our albums, Bluegrass and Grit, and then this new one, Smoke and Mirrors, but he said, do not work with anybody who doesn't want to work with you. Don't focus on them. If somebody is not truly interested in being a part of what you're doing, don't chase after them. And it has, there's a lot of stuff that he, you know, has taught us over the years and given us advice for. But that's definitely a big one, you know, because there's a lot of people that'll come your way that'll act like they want to work with you, and you can just kind of tell that they're not really interested in or get you, but you've got to work with the people that get you or interested in working with you and really believe in what you're doing.
I don't think that that's just for music, ladies. I think that's just anywhere in life. You can't work with them, but you shouldn't even be with them. They should be a limited part of your life, if not zero. You need to have positive people that believe in you and want to work and grow with you, both professionally and socially.
Absolutely. Right. You know, and I mean, I get that completely because speaking for the music industry, I understand that there's a sharks in the industry and people not necessarily in it for the right reasons. I get it. I'm not naive to it. There's a sharks in radio. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, but I genuinely feel like 85 or 90% of the country music community is genuinely good people.
Mhm. I can see that.
And I'm including you guys in that 85 or 90% because just in the past 30 minutes or so that we spoke, I have so much respect for you guys, not only as artists, but as people.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Very nice.
Yes, I can't wait
to see
you perform live, ladies. I definitely will try to meet the three of you. If not in Fanfare, definitely Cerveza Jacks. I'll just have a Cerveza with you, no tequila.
I love it.
You know, I rarely say this, at least on air anyway, but I'm rooting for you guys so hard.
Thank you.
Oh, Cody, thank you.
Very much.
You know, and if there's ever anything that I can do for you, whether it's promotion for a new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out to me.
Okay.
That's so nice. Yeah,
we sure
nice.
Will.
Thank you.
Did you have anything else for him, Craig?
I wanted to ask two questions. One, what venues would you be interested in playing in the future, both in Nashville and outside Nashville? And two, do you see yourself doing a tour of the United States with reference emphasis on the Northeast? Because that's where I'm from.
Oh, my goodness.
We have quite a few fans that are in the New York, upper state New York area, and we've always wanted to go up that way. And so, yes, we would tour anywhere that they want us, we would go, definitely. I think everybody would probably have this on their bucket list, but as far as like a venue in Nashville that you would play at, well, it's not like in downtown Nashville, obviously, but the Grand Ole Opry, hands down, would be fantastic, or just something at the Ryman. That would be really great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would love to play.
My top three favorite places to go in Nashville. I have to go pretty much every time I'm there, is the listening room, the Commodore, and the Row. Those three places are just incredible.
Yeah, Yeah, we have never played the Commodore, and we would absolutely love to do that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We have had the privilege of playing the Row and the Listening Room, which was fantastic.
Yeah. Right.
So you might have just put another one on there on our bucket list for us.
You know, and
I'm glad to keep filling up the bucket.
It's kind of small, but Belcourt Taps. I love that place too.
Yes.
I thank y'all so much for doing this. This has been like I said, one of my favorite interviews I've done in a long time.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you.
But before I let y'all go, I have one more question for you.
Absolutely.
And Dan Rather asked this, and at the end of his interview too. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to?
Say that one more time, Cody.
Is there anything that we haven't covered today in this interview that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, you know what? We're going to just shamefully put our web page out there. We'd
Absolutely.
Love it if people would get to know us a little better and see what they think, and they can visit us at galfridayband.com as well as our Facebook page. And everyone can see what we're up to, and we can connect with everyone. And because we absolutely love meeting new people and hearing from them. We have some amazing fans, and we always are excited when we can make some new friends.
Well, it looks like you definitely met two today.
All right.
And we, and Cody and I met three today. In all of you.
All right.
So we won out by
Absolutely.
One.
And the next time I'm down in Nashville and y'all are playing, I'm definitely coming to a show.
Awesome.
Hey, wonderful.
Well, I thank you ladies again for doing this. And I'll say this again. If there's ever anything that I can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much to both of you for today.
And
absolutely.
Thank you as well.
And y'all have a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Oh, perfect. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
So I think I'm going to let you guys go and let you get back to your evening, but again, thank y'all for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Oh, thank you, Beth.
Thank
you, Cody.
Thank you, Craig. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been an honor, lady.
I'll talk to y'all later, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.
That was such a fun interview. Wow.
Yes, it was.
I have literally
I can understand what the Friday means in Gal Friday. Happy hour, lovely.
Yes. I have literally not laughed that hard in an interview in I don't know how long.
Believe this put a huge smile on my face, too, after work. Coming home on that bus makes you grumpy, hungry, and this.
Yeah,
that.
I understand. So, you're actually co-hosting with me tomorrow on my Indie Country Radio Countdown.
I'm looking forward to it tomorrow, Cody. And then that will be the last time that I will be, the last show it'll be with you and I until after CMA Fest.
But just a quick rundown of what we've got coming up for Indie Country Radio tomorrow. We have Brandon Ray's New One, Bring Your Love Back. Jenna Paulette's Coolest Girl in the World, and Bad Seed from Brooklyn Roebuck.
I'm looking forward to hearing the new music tomorrow. As with Jenna Paulette, who I'll be seeing at Song Suffragette next Monday in Nashville, so I can tell her that I heard this song, and it's fabulous.
Give her a hug for me, will you?
Okay, so I have to give her three hugs. One for you and two for me.
We've gotten pretty close on Twitter. Well, as close as you can be on social media, I mean. But we've gotten fairly close on Twitter, and she's a great girl.
She is. The only thing that that's left is for us to try to schedule an interview with her.
I am working on that, actually. But speaking of interviews, when's our next show, buddy?
Our next show will be the day I come back from Nashville, Tuesday, June 12th, with the lovely Miss Liddy Clark, who will also be at CMA Fest. She'll be signing at Fanfare. And then 2 weeks from tomorrow, what you had posted, we will be interviewing the Queen of Radio Disney, Miss Betsy Spina.
I am so looking forward to that interview. I actually may cry, dude. It's just, yeah, it's not even funny. I actually may cry during this interview. Betsy has been so good to me, and she's kind of taking me under her wing a little bit, and it's, when she didn't have to do that. I mean, it's she's great.
No, she doesn't have to, but she's a wonderful person. I do believe she believes that, in Luke Bryan's things, that most people are good, and she's also a very good role model. She keeps, through her Instagram messages, she keeps saying, you're beautiful as it is, you're wonderful, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
She basically loves people for who they are, not who they're not, and if everyone has their attitude, it's a much better world.
And what blows my mind is that she actually believes in us and believes in this little show. Somebody in Betsy's position, I mean, that's just crazy to me.
That's how dreams happen. That's how things start. So and to have her, she cannot wait for the interview, and that's going to be probably...
This is a career bucket list moment for me. Tonight will be a career bucket list moment for me. And I actually may retire from radio after the show. I don't know.
What would you say?
I said, June 15th is a career bucket list moment for me. And I actually may retire from radio after the show.
Well, can you at least wait till we take care of all the scheduled interviews? They don't want you to retire so fast.
Right. I have no intention of retiring. I was just making a joke.
I know.
Anyway,
I was busting Pop's back. Trust me, this is only the beginning, Cody. This is just the start.
Yes, it is. I think I'm going to let you go, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
Okay. Enjoy your weekend, Cody. I will speak to you tomorrow.
But I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely ladies of Gal Friday. Like Craig said, June 12th, we're taking about a week or so off. Aside from Indie Country Radio this week, but on June 12th we have the lovely Miss Liddy Clark joining us, and also on June 15th we have from Radio Disney the incredibly talented, super sweet Miss Betsy Spina joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna in the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with